This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump left Washington Monday for Hanoi, Vietnam, where he'll hold his second summit in less than a year with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president heads into this meeting lowering expectations for Pyongyang's denuclearization. The president tweeting Monday morning, "With complete denuclearization, North Korea will rapidly become an economic powerhouse. Without it, just more of the same." He went on to say he expects Kim to make a wise decision after the meeting in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi. The two leaders met for the first time last June. Stock markets in China closed up more than 5% Monday. The markets rallying after President Trump announced he was postponing new tariffs on China because of what he said were substantial progress in trade talks between the world's two largest economies. Trump tweeted Sunday, "Both sides made progress on important structural issues, including intellectual property protection, technology transfer, agriculture, and more." Hundreds of women and children evacuated the final piece of land still held by Islamic State Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate in Syria. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said a total of about 1,400 people have now left Baghouz in the past 24 hours. We continue to follow this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali officials say